Welcome to Small Business 10X, a podcast about small businesses and entrepreneurs who want to 10X their business growth.
You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it.
Each episode will be offering business hints and tips, plus some honest adventures into internet marketing.
Become an insider, so you have to know the rules before you get in the game.
Now, here's your host, H. Phoenix Stones.
H. Phoenix Stones.
Hey good people, welcome to Small Business 10X Podcast. I haven't been with you for a couple of days, so happy Monday. I took the weekend off from doing podcasts, really, because I had not a great deal of stuff to tell you. And for me, it was more a case of catching up on the business from the agency side of things. And I knew that today was maybe going to be the day when I went back into the funnel, but for now, the One Funnel Away Challenge has finished officially, so that 5-week period, the 30-day challenge and the week kind of preempting that is complete. So a little feather in my own cap to say it was done. It has been a great experience. Highly recommend it. For the sake of $100, if you're serious about taking your business to the next level of growth and you choose to use software to allow you to have sales funnels, then it's certainly one I would recommend. I will put some information and a link to that in the blog post, which will be on smallbusiness10x.com. So today's title for the podcast is funnel stuff and business growth. Because now I've learned how to use them, it's really about linking it into the Small Business 10X growth strategy. As you'll remember from the podcast title, it's not only about adventures in internet marketing, which is going to be a big part of what I'm doing, and I'm certainly going to share that journey with you, but it's also about helping any small business, solopreneur, entrepreneur, take their business to the next level. So today, in terms of giving you a background history and a report on what's happening, we are not yet driving traffic through Facebook to the new funnel. I do need to sort out the email automation before I'm happy to do that, because I don't want to have people hitting the funnel and then not being able to gather their email address and actually start a communication with them. That for me is an illogical use of time. So once that's put into place and I've got all the help I need to be able to do that, it's just a case of formulating the suite of emails to send out. Then I shall be doing it. For me, it's a busy week. It's Monday. I've got quite a large pitch document to do tomorrow, and because it's for a pharmaceutical client, very, very jargon heavy, as you can imagine. So it's not the easiest client to deal with in terms of things like keywords and competitor research. So I'm going to put some time into doing that. Today, I've mainly been focusing on the launch of a couple of other clients and catching up with clients who are in the early phases to make sure that that's a seamless experience, because as you guys will probably be aware, one of the biggest secrets to growth is making sure your customer experience is really tight and that wherever possible you are over-delivering on your promises. And I'm a large advocate of that. I think it's absolutely essential. In fact, one of the partners that I'm working with who's doing some link building for me, because that's a, it's a who. If you remember, you need to find the who's to help you, not trying to do it all yourself. Well, my who has changed because I want a very specific link building strategy, but the customer service experience was less than ideal. So I had to have a robust conversation with the agency who I'm working with to reset some expectations as to what I would expect as a client from my project manager. And that's resulted in me getting a new project manager, but that sucks about 90 minutes outside of your day that you don't really need. For the funnels themselves, I'm going to be running the internet marketing one. It's called Internet Marketing Profits. It will be happening within the next 7 to 10 days. I don't have an immediate rush on getting it done because I've got to factor in a few other business things, and I've realised that now the pressure is off me, that the 30-day challenge isn't hanging like a guillotine over my head, that I've actually got more time to put into doing things. So what my focus is going to be doing, which I'm sure most businesses do, is planning a strategy over the next 7 to 14 days and making sure I've got time allocated to do that, to test it, and then to launch the funnel in a more calm and measured way, I guess is the way I'm putting it. What doing the One Funnel Away Challenge has done is it's made me realise how vital sales funnels are to 99% of businesses. And definitely the thought process now is to put a funnel in place for Shih Tzu Time, where we're going to be launching some print-on-demand t-shirts. because we've already got an active market of 7,500 people who follow us on Facebook, 1,700 on Instagram. We're starting to get more following on Pinterest. And we've even got, I think it's around about 5,300 people in a mailing list as well. So it's going to be really important that we can actually have a conversation, because if it holds true and we've got 5,000 people on the list, that should be $5,000 per month in terms of revenue if those maths work out. So we need to be tapping into that. And that strikes me as being a very obvious route into actually generating some of this passive revenue stream. And we already have some great designs to work from as well. So it hasn't jumped to the top of the queue, but I think the importance has become slightly higher than just the straight out the box internet marketing funnel. So I don't see any reason why we can't run them both side by side. We have a lot of that funnel done anyway. It's just a case of putting the right design in. And again, focusing on the who, on Friday, I hired somebody to build a Shopify site, because Shopify and ClickFunnels works way easier straight out of the box without having to worry about Zapier or ShipStation or all the other integrations that need a lot of tweaks. This one works out of the box, and I'm all for one for simplicity. So I have somebody working on that who I hired. So fingers crossed, within the next week, we should have a Shopify store live. Downside is there's additional cost to that. Unlike WooCommerce, there is a fee to use the Shopify platform. It's not one I'm particularly familiar with. So again, my learning curve is going to be quite high. I've had to play around with it. But I'd rather have somebody who builds it, who's done it before, knows what they're doing, and then they can upload the products. Then it's just a case, all being well, of linking the funnel to it. I got introduced through the One Funnel Away Challenge to a TV series called The Prophet. For you American guys, I'm sure you've heard of it. For Brits and Europeans, you probably haven't. It's like a cross between Dragon's Den and something. Basically, the premise is that this guy, Marcin Lemonis, I'm probably saying his surname wrong, goes into failing companies or companies that are struggling and gives it a complete shake-up, looks at it from a kind of like a top level down, invests some hard-earned cash into it, and then shows them how to improve things. I watched the first one, which was very interesting, about 1-800-CARS, so a car buying site. And it was just interesting how he just wanted to create a bit more of a rebrand and look at the marketing and get some cohesion. And also playing to the strengths of the people within the business. It was two brothers. One wasn't particularly listening to the other. And it was interesting how a third party can go in and kind of shake that up, which is really what business coaches do. They'll look at your business from an external perspective and give you a better insight. And it's some tough love. And I think if you're a brave business, having a mentor or a coach to do that for you is a great step, because it can give you some insights when you get tunnel vision and you can't see it. And it was season 4, episode 4, there's a company called Flex Watches. And there was a tiny, tiny little bit on there that featured Russell Brunson, the creator or co-creator of ClickFunnels. And they were talking about how to put a sales funnel in place, basically. So what I want to talk to you about as business owners, or would-be business owners, is why I'm banging on about this sales funnel stuff and why it's important. So first of all, if you visualise a funnel, like any kind of funnel, kitchen funnel, whatever, it's got a lot of space at the top and it narrows down into a point. And the idea is, with a funnel, you're putting enough interested customers in the top that they move through the cycle, then you actually get sales from the bottom. So that's a really, really simplified version. But the real thought process behind why a funnel works is that when you're putting people in the top, you're giving them a tailored message and giving them something of value, whether that's something free or free plus shipping, or what they call a lead magnet, which is just, you know, something that's absolutely enticing and helpful and valid to the audience that you're speaking to have that transactional email come back to you. And then once you've got that transactional email, that's fine. That's step one. And that's what you want to do. And apparently, if you're putting enough people in the funnel through however you're marketing, whether you're doing paid marketing, search marketing, or whatever, the around about 20% will actually engage with you at that point. There's enough of a hook story and offer in that initial lead magnet page, or squeeze page, as they call it, to get people to transact with you and give you their email address. But that's only stage one. Stage two within that funnel experience is then an offer. Actually saying, well, great, you've asked for the lead magnet, or you've asked for this book or whatever it is that you're giving them. Here's actually what we think you need. And that's where you actually then basically pitch them into the product or the service that you're offering. And what they're saying is the strength of your copywriting will impact how many people actually trust you enough at that first engagement to then buy from you. So these guys call it a hook story and an offer. So hook them in with an idea, tell them a story, build up a relationship with them on a very quick period within that page, and then give them the actual offer, and then reinforce why it's important. And then after that, give them extra stuff free. So it takes it from being a flat two-dimensional offer to adding massive amounts of value by giving them free stuff, which is going to support that main offer. And if you think about it, I'm sure there's many ways you can translate it into your business. So certainly, I can't really think of any business where you can't translate it. One of the ones I was struggling with is one of the clients I work with is in an adult-ish sector. So they offer adult massage. And I couldn't for the life of me work out how a sales funnel could work for them. Mainly because there is a lack of desire to share a transactional email address because there's a level of privacy required. But people have throwaway email addresses all the time. So essentially they can create a specific email address just for this communication. At the end of the day, you still have a way of communicating with them. The offer is the massage service. And you can add all sorts of things around there, like how-to guides for improving stamina and those kind of things. I don't want to get into too much detail because I don't want it to be unsavoury. And then the next thing in the journey, and in anybody's sales funnel, is once you've had the squeeze page, then you've got the offer, then you've got they call it the upsell or the one-time offer, OTO. You'll see that as an abbreviation a lot within the internet marketing sector. So one-time offers are designed not to replicate what you've already sold them, but to be complementary to it. So if you were selling somebody a weight loss course, you wouldn't then sell them another weight loss course. You might sell them I'm thinking off the top of my head, which is why I've gone quiet. You might sell them some supplements or some whey powder or something along those kind of lines. Sorry guys, I had a bit of a quiet moment there because I suddenly realised my screen wasn't recording me speaking. It seems that as soon as my screensaver kicks in, it actually turns off the recording, so I've missed probably about 40% of what I've been saying into the blog post, but hey ho, such is life. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so the one-time offer has got to be complimentary. It hasn't got to replicate what you've already sold them, because otherwise that's just going to give them a bit of buyer's remorse. So it's like, I've already bought this. Why do I want to buy it again? I've already done with that. But if you give them something complimentary, then it's highly likely that that will also appeal to them. So this kind of stuff makes total sense. And you can even take it further. You can do 2, 3, 4 upsells. You can do downsells. All a downsell means is that the first person hasn't taken your one-time offer, your OTO, so then you offer them a cheaper version of it or offer to do it on a payment plan. So it's really interesting. And the reason it's interesting to me in terms of small businesses is there's not a lot of small businesses doing this. I see and I experience firsthand a lot of small businesses who are spending a lot of money on generating ads and getting traffic to the website, and then they're either not tracking what happens when that traffic gets to the website, or it's a one-step process. There may be some kind of e-commerce engagement, but you're not really controlling it. And that's why the Flex Watches episode was interesting, because it was a prime example of get the story right. Explain why you're different to every other watch provider in the world. What is it that makes you unique? What will speak to an audience to make them engage with you and trust you? And they had a very interesting take on things. They kind of had a charity angle. I don't want to say angle because that sounds disingenuous, but that basically anything they sold within a set range of watches, 10% of that went to a charity, whether that was breast cancer or hunger across the world or various other things. And then each watch strap was designed around that particular offer. So somebody was supporting, breast cancer, They got the pink watch strap. They've got the watch. That's it. End of transaction. Possibly the end of relationship with that customer. And what the ClickFunnels guy suggested was, rather than doing that, once they decide to place an order, because the watch basically, the actual body of the watch flips out and you can use interchangeable straps, then offer them all the other straps as a bulk offer. So instead of having one strap, you have six. Instead of helping just one charity, you offer six charities. You as a consumer get the benefit of having interchangeable straps. So it suits and matches more outfits. So it creates this whole win-win dynamic. And I really like that. And I think that can work really, really well with a lot of different businesses. As an example, looking at local businesses, if you're a plumber, you may create or use a lead magnet saying these are the top plumbing tips if you move into a new property. You know, if for example, you're targeting new homeowners, because plumbing is obviously, you know, it's always a concern, especially if you're the first time owner. What do you deal with? You know, things like, where do you find the stopcock? How do you turn off the taps, faucets, those kind of things. I'm not a plumber, so this is top of brain thinking. So forgive me, any plumbers who are listening. But the idea being, you give your client something of use, or your potential customer something of use. You gather their email address, and then you actually, on the offer page, you offer them something. So for plumbers, what's a great recurring revenue stream? Is it boiler repairs? And if so, could you then offer them a boiler repair package where every year you'll come and you'll service their boiler? And rather than having to pay however much a boiler repair or a boiler servicing cost is, you'll spread it over the cost of 12 months. I don't know. This, again, this is just top of the brain thinking. But so let's say we do something around a boiler. On the OTO, the one-time offer, you might want to offer them something else in terms of plumbing. So what is another service? Is it a saving of an installation of putting in a washing machine? Is it a free quote for a kitchen? It's your business, and whether it's internet marketing and whether it's marketing in the physical world, there's always all sorts of things you can offer. And a friend of mine, who's also a client, is a plumber. And she was saying over here in the UK, one of the biggest things that she has to do is gas safety certificates for landlords. So she could actually target all of these landlords and say, okay, you don't just need one gas safety certificate doing, you probably need them doing for all of... You probably need them doing for all of your properties. So we will do a bulk offer for you, you know, buy 10, get 2 free, those kind of things. And then the upsell could be something as simple as, we will also be offer you a 20% discount for any plumbing issues within core working hours, because I believe she doesn't do out of core hours. But it's kind of starting to think out of the box and think of ways where every interaction with the client you start to control. And I really like the way they put it, that you don't own the client if you're just buying it from Google or from Facebook or wherever they're coming from. But if once you've got their email address, you're actually into a transactional situation with them, and then you can market to them not once, but over and over and over again. So again, going back to the plumber example, even if you only sell a boiler service, one boiler service, at least you can have them into a email marketing software that reminds them 2 months before that boiler service is due next year. And, you know, maybe gives a discount, or maybe says, by the way, as well as your boiler servicing, now's a good time to start, I don't know, checking your heating system, whatever it is. I'm not a plumber, so again, it's a little bit vague. But that's the kind of thing. It's like, in my market, as an agency, once we're going to start talking to clients, one of the first things that we're going to be doing with our sales funnel is, once they onboard, once we know what they've onboarded for, we'll be going, okay, great, welcome. Glad to have you with us. You're with us for search engine optimization, so we're going to be working to get organic traffic. One of the biggest challenges for organic traffic is having enough fresh content on the website to keep Google indexing you. We know you don't have time for that, even though you've got the expertise. So what we're going to be offering is to actually come in, spend some time with the experts within your business, record interviews, then get them transcribed, and then we can create a series of blogs for you. That's your offer. then the one-time upsell may be content needs to be repurposed. Why only have blog posts when we can actually convert them into videos for you? This we can share across YouTube. That's valuable links because it's an asset that's owned by Google, and we'll do all of this for you, and we'll use all the content we've already created by doing the interviews. So it's completely hands-off for you, no extra work, but it's going to get you even more traffic. And if people don't want that, we can always do a downsell and say, look, rather than paying in advance for that, let's turn it into a nice, easy monthly retainer so you know what you're paying for. This is complete common sense, but until I've actually seen a funnel in action, it didn't really resonate with me. And I've just kind of almost sat and realized how much money I've let kind of slide through my fingers like grains of sand over the last 4 or 5 years. So for me, I was planning on getting my website completely redesigned because I'm a big advocate of doing that every couple of years because, like everything, the industry changes, the looks, the feels, the interactivity of websites shifts. Will I still do that? Yeah, I've got a WordPress site, so there's value in doing that, definitely. But one of the things I'm absolutely going to do is actually put my teeth back in today. I do apologise. I have been to the dentist, though, so I do feel a bit nah, nah, nah around my teeth. What was I saying? Yeah, so one of the things I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put a funnel into the main agency website as well. So when people are tracking in for certain things, if we're doing paid ads, that we're really controlling that message all the way through. So funnels for your business, they're going to work. You don't have to use ClickFunnels for it. You can create funnels now inside all sorts of software. But think of it as an email warming sequence that's going to really give personalized and value-driven stories. It's going to give soft pushes and take people on that journey where they can see that there is a lot of other things that you could be offering them that's going to help them, and that the cost is not actually the only thing to think about. And that's a really important thing. This is the difference between cost and value. The more value you can bring, the less the issue the cost is going to be. Yeah, everybody's got budgets. That's a reality of life. But if they're comparing like for like, then it is just a chase to the bottom. It's whoever's offering it, you know, at the lowest cost. But if it's not life for life and you're offering additional value and you're actually thinking about problems and pain points before they've got to it, then you're really positioning yourself as an expert. And you are literally going to, like cream on top of milk, float to the top. And whether or not they can afford you, one thing is for sure, they're certainly going to want you. And that's a big difference. So that's kind of where I've got to with ClickFunnels and the funnel making exercises in general. I'm going to be working on this for the foreseeable future. It's not a one-hit wonder. It's something that I want to integrate into several areas. The internet marketing side is very much still a passion, and it's something I want to do even more training and more work on. In fact, there's a course I'm looking at doing that's specifically for affiliates who are using funnels in some shape or form. So I'm going to probably start doing that next week. I do want to get this funnel, this internet marketing funnel, complete and get some products going to that. But I'm realistically thinking it's probably not going to be till next week now. I've got a short week in the office this week. I'm only actually in the office till Thursday. I've got a day off on Friday for a murder mystery dinner. That should be fun. In terms of the podcast, still having fun with you guys, still hoping you're getting benefits from it. And as I get more and more into the detail, I'm going to be sharing more and more with you. What I'm going to start to do now, as I've done today, is start to integrate more business tips into how you can benefit from the things I'm learning and apply it into your businesses. As always, if you've got any questions, hit me up. You can email me, h@henterprises.com, h@smallbusiness10x.com, or just leave a comment in the podcast. Always good to speak with you. If you've got any ideas for future episodes, anything you specifically want covered, let me know. I am here to serve. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Small Business 10X. Make sure to visit our website, smallbusiness10x.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and more, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. We'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or just telling your friends and colleagues. See you on the next episode.